We know the Democratic Party has failed our communities for years. They have pimped our votes. They have pimped our movements. They have pimped our language, and we're tired of the bull.
Black Lives Matter was at the forefront of a march for justice on Tuesday. It started out in northern Philadelphia, an area being gentrified as Temple University encroaches on nearby communities. The area is similar to others in large cities with high poverty levels. Here, longtime Philly activist Jackie Wiggins.
This way is East of Broad, this way is West of Broad, and you are on Broad Street, 72 blocks it is. I'm a long-term resident of North Central Philadelphia. This area is North Central Philadelphia. I grew up here. Yet while the neighborhood is changing slowly, racially, and economically with relentless, and I mean relentless gentrification that is all over this area and in Philly neighborhoods and throughout the country, this neighborhood remains in deep poverty.
185,000 families in northern Philadelphia are in poverty, 60,000 children.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
The March for Black DNC Resistance is on a day when mothers who lost their loved ones to police violence take the stage at the Democratic National Convention.
I really wish they were here, you know, because we're seeking justice for that too.
Kamal is with the Philadelphia Coalition for Real Justice.
I think it was real strategic of Hillary to find black pain that was not affected by police specifically so that she could parade those around to try to get the black vote while the real people out here doing the work and trying to get justice for not just those, but especially those killed not by crime and violence, which happens to everyone, unfortunately, but also those victims of state-sanctioned violence.
Justice!
Structural racism, particularly how it plays out in policing, is what brought out Chris Rogers, who lives in North Philly.
I know that a lot of folks who have been organizing this work have also been organizing around displacement and gentrification work in North Philadelphia in particular, with Temple trying to build a stadium and trying to eminent domain and displace a lot of the community here. I know also this work is speaking to like economic justice and fight for a living wage, which has been going on for Philly for a while, and Fight for 15.
But Rogers says it's important not to be swept up with all the bells and whistles at the Democratic Convention.
Let's not get caught up in the hoopla of the presidential politics when there are so many politicians at all levels who are complicit in a lot of this violence and a lot of the racist policy and a lot of the terrible policies that are in our neighborhoods.
Maria Fiscagoe says she's fed up with the Democratic Party.
I'm disgusted with the way it's going back and forth, back and forth. Donald Trump, he's nothing. Hillary, she's a switching bait at times. Bernie Sanders, he speaks from the heart, and he's a real deal. And I just pray and hope that Hillary does what she said, because it's too much switching and baiting.
The mom and grandmother says she wants to see change in a number of national and local issues.
Wages. The students' debt, college debt is over the top. And I would like to see affordable housing. They've been promising us. I'd like to see our state legislator and a city official do what they say do instead of the switch and bait. And what I mean, switch and bait, we put them in with the promise they're going to help us. Then they bait us and do something else. They line their pockets with the school situation. They trying to derail the public school, put in charter school, and that's not fair because not everybody can afford charter school.
Anthony Finley from New York City is in Philly for a number of issues. He says he can go online and post, but he can only do so much that way. He wants to come out and have his voice heard.
I want awareness. I want awareness of what's going on as far as police brutality. I want awareness as far as what's going on with systematic racism. I want awareness. I want accountability. I just want our voices to be heard know that we're here and we're not going to stop until we get what we deserve, and that's justice.
Brooklyn activist Nancy Romer wants to see a broad alliance of social movements to come out of the DNC.
Black Lives Matter, Dreamers, Fight for 15, Climate, LGBTQ, all of the major movements to create a loose alliance together along with the Left Dems and the Greens and fight for issues like defeating the TPP, like having serious criminal justice reform, dealing with gun control. I think if we have a big win, then we can keep going on issues, and then we would be really strong for the next election cycle.
Romer says better organization is needed, that one can't keep crying in one's beer because Sanders isn't the nominee. Linda Perry, Pacifica Radio News, WBAI News, Philadelphia.